How are you? This is Chris. This is episode 210 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. It is Wednesday, March 6th, so the day after Super Tuesday. Happy Super Tuesday, or whatever, the day after, whatever. But it looks like Trump won everything except Vermont and Washington, D.C. So, but, you know, I want to talk about this episode. I want to talk about chaos, I hear a lot of this from, I hear a lot of this from everybody, from both sides, from Democrats and from Republicans, about from the never Trumpers. We've heard this from Nikki Haley. You know, she's talked about chaos. Well, do you really want the chaos that a Trump presidency will bring? And, you know, aren't you sick? Weren't you so tired of all the chaos during Trump's 4 years? It was just so much drama, so much chaos. But my response to them is always the same, that all of that chaos, none of it was coming from Trump. None of it was because of Trump. It was all because of the Democrats. It was all because of the media. The media, it was a strategy to just tell you, oh my God, there's so much chaos. Look at all the chaos. You know, and it was a strategy to exhaust you. And people voted, and I know personally, I know people who voted for Joe Biden just because they were hoping to, they were just so tired of all the Trump, you know, the Trump news. The news was 24/7 Trump, Trump, Trump. They were just so tired of it. But you got to understand, that was their point, right? That was the whole point. I mean, one thing you can do if you're tired of it, just turn it off. Just turn it off. Turn the news off. So, you know, and that's what I tell them. I say, look, if you're tired of the chaos, just turn off the news and there won't be any chaos. It's like during COVID, you know, if you're tired of being, of all the fear and the terror, well, just turn off the news and you'll be fine. You know, I mean, that, you know, unless you're like 80 years old or 75 years old and you're all, you know, you're sickly, you really had nothing to worry about from COVID. So, you know, the only reason people were terrified was because the news 24/7 was telling us to be terrified. I mean, it's all that, you know, this is what they do. And, you know, and I've talked about this before. This is what the news, quote unquote, you know, air quote, the news, this is what they do. Their goal, their agenda is to accrue more power to government. You know, they are part of the ruling class. They believe that they are part of the ruling class. And, you know, they see themselves as part of the ruling class. And so everything they do, everything they say is all about bringing more power and more wealth, more prestige to the ruling class that they see themselves as a part of. And that's what COVID was all about. That's what their COVID coverage was all about. And that's what their Trump coverage is all about. It's because Trump is a threat to the centralized power, because Trump is a decentralizer. And he is there's a really great, you must listen or watch the episode, the Dan Bongino episode with Mike Benz from Tuesday, Super Tuesday. So if you go on Rumble, you can watch it or you can listen to the audio version on podcast form, but it is an absolute must listen episode. Mike Benz lays it out like I have never heard anybody lay it out. It is so well done. So he's so dead on with it all about how the government works. Our federal government, they want money, they want power, and they want war, and they want tension and chaos all around the world. You know, like I've talked about, you know, they see no value in peace or in, you know, peaceful economic trading relationships, because they don't produce anything. So they get their power through diplomacy. And he talks about the defense diplomacy intelligence communities. You know, this is, you know, they hate Trump because Trump was trying to make, you know, peace deals in the Middle East. And so, you know, this is what, and this is part of what the chaos narrative is all about. It's about, you know, the Democrats are the ones, the left, the Democrats, Washington, they are the ones creating chaos everywhere, right? We had much less actual chaos when Donald Trump was president. There was no chaos at the border. You know, he was, at least he was trying to quell the chaos at the border. There was no chaos in the Middle East, peace deals in the Middle East. There was no chaos in, or there was a lot less chaos in Ukraine. There was less chaos at, you know, the ballot box, you know, the elections. I mean, the 2020 election, we had all kinds of chaos. And of course, you know, that was in the summer of 2020. I mean, all of that chaos was because the Democrats, right? The Democrats, the summer of love, summer of 2020, the George Floyd riots, that was all Democrat media, you know, replaying that footage of George Floyd dying, which was terrible, but just playing it all day, every day, and having talking heads coming on. And they were, you know, they were saying, oh, this is so terrible, so awful. America is terrible. America is racist. People need to get out there. People need to protest. And, you know, I mean, we heard CNN, I think it was it Chris Cuomo who said, you know, tell me again when, you know, where it says that protesters have to be peaceful. You know, I mean, they're literally just telling you to get violent in the streets. They surrounded the White House with thousands of rioters and protesters and, you know, and 140, I think it was, police officers were injured, you know, but they don't, of course, they don't repeat. That's not an insurrection. Of course, that's fine. That's totally fine because that was all Democrats. And Mike Benz, you know, talks about this, about how this is what these people do. You know, this is how they overthrew the government in Ukraine in 2014. You know, the Obama administration, the State Department, the CIA, they literally overthrew the government. They basically they flooded the Independence Square in Kyiv with thousands and thousands and thousands of support of rioters and protesters, and they just demanded that Yanukovych go away. They just demanded he go away. And he did. They, you know, the parliament basically said, we got to get rid of this guy. You know, and they convicted him of corruption and got rid of him. And he fled the country. You know, they basically just, he was the democratically elected president, and they got rid of him just with a violent mob. And that's what they tried to do in 2020 with Donald Trump, when they surrounded the White House with those thousands of protesters that nobody remembers. You know, I mean, this is what they do. And Mike Benz talks about this, about how these people are professional overthrowers of government, of governments. And they've been doing this. This is what they do. They're professionals at it. And they're doing it. They tried to do it in America. And they basically did. You know, they basically got rid of Trump by basically rallying their rent-a-riot organizations. That's what they do. They drum up riots. They drum up, they encourage, they foment these violent protests. They flood the streets with their essentially their Red Army. It's what they are. It's the Red Guard, not the Red Army, the Red Guard. There's another great episode of Tucker Carlson interviewing Zhi Van Fleet, a Chinese woman who fled China, communist China, who was a child during Mao's Cultural Revolution. And she is warning, that America is doing the same thing. And we are. It's the same. I mean, these people, the Democrats are communists, just like I always say. The Democrats are communists. They're Bolsheviks. They are, and they are doing all the same stuff that the Bolsheviks did, the same stuff that Mao did in his Cultural Revolution. These people, the Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the Democrat activists, the protesters, they are the Red Guard. We saw this clear as day during 2020, those George Floyd riots. And we're going to see the same thing. But the, you know, this whole chaos narrative is, you know, we can't submit to it. We can't say, well, you know, we'll have less chaos if we just don't, you know, if we elect Donald Trump, we're going to have so much chaos. I mean, look around you at the chaos that's going, look at, you know, the migrant crises that are all over America in every major city, the crisis at the chaos at the border, the chaos in the Middle East, the chaos in Ukraine, the chaos, you know, in inflation at the grocery store. I mean, you know, we're seeing that, you know, the chaos of forcing everybody to buy electric cars and the chaos of trying to, you know, the weaponization of the justice system, of all, you know, rounding up political opponents and the chaos of the lawfare against Donald Trump. I mean, we live in America right now it's never been more chaotic. And, you know, all of that stuff would go away, essentially, if we elect Donald Trump. All of that chaos would go away. You know, war and we'd have, I still believe that a big part of inflation, the higher prices, is higher energy prices. And Donald Trump wants to unleash American domestic energy, which will lower energy prices and lower the cost of everything, and also the regulations, the regulatory compliance costs that I've talked about before. You know, the Joe Biden and the Democrats are flooding America. American businesses are overwhelming American businesses with more and more and more regulations, which are costly and driving the price of everything up. So Donald Trump wants to slash regulations, which will drive down the price of everything. So we'll have less chaos in the grocery store, less chaos at the gas pump. We'll have less chaos at the what the Democrats are trying to do with voter ID, basically letting people, anybody, you know, you don't have to show an ID to vote. Well, that's just going to lead to chaos at the ballot box, where people are, you know, you have people voting two or three, four times. You have illegal immigrants voting. You're going to have all kinds of chaos. But if we stop them, if we stop the Democrats from doing that, we will have less chaos. So there'll be so much less chaos if we can stop the Democrats and stop Joe Biden. But of course, what they're going to do is they're going to threaten more chaos, and they're going to ramp up the chaos in the streets, the violent protests. But remember, we have to remember that we have to point out that's not coming from Donald Trump. That's coming from the Democrats. We have to blame the Democrats for that. Every time there's a violent protest, see, the media is going to blame Donald Trump. Oh, these people are just so angry because Donald Trump. Oh, well, it's all Donald Trump's fault. But it's not. It's not going to be Donald Trump's fault. It's going to be their fault. The Democrat activists, the Rent-A-Riot, the organizations, these NGOs, and, you know, all of these organizations that the federal government, the federal, you know, establishment, the swamp, the deep state, the blob, that's the term that Mike Benz uses, and, you know, he didn't invent that. And if you listen to that episode, he'll tell you where that comes from. But yeah, the blob. We have to fight the blob. We have to realize that this is the blob at work. you know, these violent protesters, they're all part of the blob. They're being paid by the blob. They're being encouraged by the blob, organized by the blob, and, you know, the deep state, essentially. And, you know, Dan Bongino talks about the deep state is kind of not very accurate because some of them are not state actors. That's why the blob is probably a little more accurate, because, yeah, they're not all state actors. There is certainly a deep state, but then they are allied with a lot of other people who are not in the government. And then they combined, it all makes the swamp or the blob. But so I think that, you know, we can't give in to this chaos argument, because then the message is very clear. The message is, well, then the only way you can win election is to have a group of people threatening violence. So basically, you know, if Trump supporters flood the street and say, you know what, if you don't vote for Donald Trump, we're going to burn the country to the ground, you know, and that just terrifies people into voting for Donald Trump. Well, that's not very good. That's not a nice way to win an election. That's a threat to democracy. I mean, the American people have a right. They have the right to vote, to have an election, to vote for who they want to vote for without being threatened with violence, with violent riots. And that is exactly what the Democrats are going to do. And they're going to be encouraged by Washington and the media, basically the blob. They're going to be encouraged to do all that. It's all part of the plan. And so we need to be very clear and say that we are not going to fall for this time. We are not going to let them get away with it, and we're going to call them out for it, on it, you know, immediately and constantly. And we're going to stand up to them too. We're not going to cede the battlefield to these people. These are horrible people. And, you know, the Democrats are horrible people. And the people in Washington are horrible people. I'm sorry. You people in Washington are horrible, evil, un-American people. And you know, if you want to, you know, look, I mean, and it's so true that you have diverged. You know, Washington has diverged. It's no longer there to serve the American people. It's there to serve itself. The people there are there to enrich themselves and serve themselves and rule over the peasants. And it disgusts me. And that's what the MAGA movement is all about. It's a rebellion against that. And we can't let these Democrat, these violent protesters basically, you know, intimidate us into standing down. And well, yeah, we better vote for Joe Biden. Or if we don't vote for Joe Biden, the Democrats are just going to go crazy and burn the whole country to the ground. Well, we're not going to, we'll have to say, you know what? We're not going to let you do that. So if Joe Biden legitimately wins, I mean, I think it'll be just terrible for this country. It'll be basically the end of this country. It'll be the end of the old republic, like I've said. But if that's what the American people really want, if that's what the vast majority of the American people really want, then that's the way it's going to be. And if Donald Trump wins legitimately, and that's what the vast, you know, majority of American people, or at least our electoral college system, which is a system for a reason, you know, we don't have a popular vote presidency. We have an electoral college for a reason, so that the person who is most widely, broadly popular across the whole country, not just in a few big cities, will be the president. That's how it works. That's how it should work. And so if Donald Trump wins legitimately, then the Democrats need to accept that And if they don't, and if they try to stop Donald Trump, if they try to intimidate people from voting for Donald Trump by threatening violence all summer and all fall leading up to the 2024 election, we need to call it out for what it is. You know, it is the same kind of color revolution that the left, that the communists, the people in Washington, and they are communists, that they did in their own flavor, their own sort of their own style of communism, corporatism, communism, fascism, whatever you want to call it. You know, that it's the same thing, and we need to call it out for what it is. So, all right, that's it. So don't buy don't let the Democrats kowtow you with threats of violence. Don't buy this argument that was so much drama and chaos under when Donald Trump was president, because none of that chaos and drama had anything to do with Donald Trump. It was the left, you know, the Charlottesville protest. That wasn't Donald Trump. That had nothing to do with Donald Trump. That was the left toppling statues that had been there for 100 years or 50, whatever, 80 years, however long that statue had been there. I think it was 100 years. The Robert E. Lee statue and the other statues all over this country. That was the left. The left was doing that. They were fomenting these violent protests. So this had nothing to do with it. None of this stemmed from Donald Trump. It was all media-driven hysteria. So we can't let them do it again. All right. So, all right, that's it. If you like this podcast, give me some good ratings and share it and all that kind of stuff. And check me out on the social medias, and I will see you on the next one. All right. Bye-bye.